Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with NAREIT. Joining me is Stephen Marks of Fitch Ratings. We're going to discuss the potential for REIT privatizations coming up in the near future. Stephen, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Alan. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Now, I contacted you because Fitch Ratings put out a report recently that noted that conditions right now in the REIT market are similar to the last wave of REIT privatizations back from, you know, roughly 2005 to 2007 prior to the financial crisis. How do you see the similarities there?
Sure. Yeah, there are definitely a couple things that to us look very similar. One is that there is a tremendous amount of capital, particularly on the private equity side, that has been building for the last few years. The trajectory, as we see it, could very easily, you know, have a similar growth pattern as the last wave from roughly called 04 to 08. What we're beginning to see a similar trajectory really starting since the beginning of 2010, in terms of just capital, particularly on the private equity side, capital availability. Secondly, CMBS certainly was fueled the privatization wave during the last go around. What we're expecting generally is that issuance volumes in the aggregate certainly are nowhere near where they were at the peak in 2007. However, again, the growth in CMBS issuance has been fairly steady since 2010 as well. So those are the two main things, particularly on the capital side, the capital flow side. I think the third thing is that in terms of the cycle, the commercial real estate cycle, certainly we're not calling a peak in that regard, but it's been a longstanding fundamentals cycle that we've been in. And, you know, there's certainly a chance that similar to the way the cycle ended in roughly 2007, 2008, if the cycle right now is peaking, then that's certainly a similarity to this cycle as to the last cycle.
Again, talking with Stephen Marks of Fitch Ratings. So, Stephen, how receptive do you see REITs being to take private deals? I mean, obviously, we've seen some pushback recently in some efforts to REITs, you know, being acquired. But I mean, for these take privates, do you think that this is something that a number of REITs would welcome?
I think it really ultimately comes down to certainly these are all board decisions, and boards have a lot to consider in terms of pursuing a strategic alternative, one of which may be staying a public company and rejecting or moving on from any potential privatization offers. So if certainly boards have fiduciary duties to do the right thing for shareholders. So in terms of receptiveness, generally our view is that boards are always receptive to considering really any transaction that they think maximizes shareholder value. That could be, again, that could be privatization, that could be REIT to REIT mergers, that could be going it alone as a continued going concern.
And I know you mentioned private equity shops being potentially interested, but I mean, do you see any other places where maybe, you know, you might see some sources of these take private bids coming from?
The one other thing that one other place of capital that we're seeing that really was not in existence last time was sovereign wealth funds. They've been extremely aggressive over the last two or three years, namely buying not so much companies, but making property investments. And again, it's not just been here, it's been globally. And I think that's a big change. And so while the private equity trajectory is certainly growing, once you add in the sovereign wealth funds, and particularly ones that are based in Europe, where the yields that they're able to get on assets and really much of anything in Europe, sometimes, you know, as we know, there's been negative yields in Europe for some fixed income securities. So to be able to invest in U.S. real estate, whether that be at the property level or at the corporate level, that could be certainly an incremental source of capital that was not really in play during the last go around.
And then I guess kind of finishing up, I know this is a hard thing to predict, but I mean, you know, back in 2005, 2007, I think there were something like 30 privatizations of REITs. I mean, do you see that this potential spate of privatizations may be rivaling what the REIT market witnessed back then?
We do. We cut it a couple of different ways. We just looked at the number of REITs, equity REITs that were in existence during the peak, during the last cycle, and how many went private, and then really kind of just did rough math and said, well, gee, there's roughly the same number, maybe a few more equity REITs now. So if you apply just a similar ratio, you get to roughly a similar number of privatizations. We looked at that. We also looked at just the total equity market cap for equity REITs then versus now, and implied what the average equity value was for companies then versus now. And we roughly get to a range of, call it 30 to 40 companies that potentially could go private. Just again, just based on rough numbers, we're certainly not predicting any, but doing rough justice to the numbers, that's generally a number we come up with, 30 to 40.
All right. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you joining us today to talk about reprivatizations.
Wonderful, Alan. Happy to do it.
And thank you all for joining us, too. For the NAREIT podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.